This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Democratic candidates raced across the U.S. state of Iowa on Sunday in a last-minute flurry of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses. They're the official start of the U.S. presidential election season. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has an eventful week coming up. He's got the annual State of the Union address Tuesday night and the final vote on impeachment in Congress coming up also this week. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll in December found Americans identified the economy, health care, immigration, and the environment as top issues for the government to address in 2020. But few expected much progress. Just 2 in 10 said they were satisfied with the way things are going, while nearly 6 in 10 were dissatisfied, and more expected things to get worse, not better. But in a January poll, 56% of respondents approved of the president's handling of the economy. 2/3 said the economy was in good shape, and only about a quarter expected it to worsen over the next year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters marched in Baghdad and southern cities in Iraq on Sunday against the appointment of the country's new prime minister, Mohammed Tawfiq Alawi. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Protesters in Iraq have taken to the streets to denounce the appointment of the country's new prime minister, Mohammed Tawfiq Alawi. And that's even after he appealed to downtrodden Iraqis for their support and pledged to hold internationally monitored elections and form a government within 1 month. But for many protesters, he's just another stooge of the political elite. Iraqi President Barham Saleh appointed Alawi as prime minister on Saturday after squabbling parties failed to name a candidate in the 2 months since Adel Abdul Mahdi was ousted by mass protests.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan Sunday to express U.S. support for the oil-rich nation and encourage U.S.-Kazakh business collaboration.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants. But I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
He also urged Kazakhstan to pressure Beijing to end mistreatment of Muslim minorities. Kazakhstan has close ties to China. The United Nations and human rights groups estimate that between 1 and 2 million mostly ethnic Uyghur Muslims have been subjected to intense surveillance, arbitrary detentions, and forced indoctrination as part of what Beijing calls an anti-terrorism campaign. British police shot and killed a man they say wore a fake explosive device and stabbed 2 people in London on Sunday. Police believe the suspect is a man who was recently released from prison for Islamic-related terrorism offenses. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
The Metropolitan Police Force have been quick to declare the violence as terrorism-related. Witnesses have reported seeing the man wearing what looked like a suicide vest. Kaka Tahir says armed police told him to evacuate the scene.
It's like a movie. It was so quick and it was like a panic.
The attack in the Streatham neighbourhood marks a departure from recent attacks in the British capital that took place in high-profile landmarks in central London. 2 months ago, 2 people were stabbed on London Bridge by a man who had recently been released from prison, where he was serving a 16-year sentence for plotting a terror attack. Sarah Bassett, London.
U.S. groundhog Punxsutawney Phil says North America will have an early spring. AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Thousands yelled Phil's name as the sun began to rise in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where men in top hats and bow ties hovered around Phil on a stage. Groundhog Club VP Jeff Lundy made the announcement.
There is no shadow of me. Spring will be early. It's a certainty.
Several other groundhogs agreed with Phil, like Staten Island Chuck and Connecticut Chuckles, who's blind. Over at the Birmingham Zoo, they didn't want to disturb Birmingham Bill's hibernation, so they used an owl named Bilbo, who saw his shadow, meaning 6 more weeks of winter. But in Birmingham, winters aren't that bad. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Korean-American family drama Minari has won 2 top honors at the Sundance Film Festival. Also, the United States is engaged in the Super Bowl tonight. That's involving about 100 million Americans who are sitting down to watch the biggest American football contest of the year. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.